This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us many stories in the Quran, okay? But a story that is mentioned the most number of times is the story of Musa and Bani Israel.
What do you say most number of times? Like how often are we talking?
It's mentioned in multiple places in the Quran.
Okay.
So there's got to be a reason for that.
Okay.
And what's really interesting, something that I'm really looking forward to in this course, is not only to talk about the life of Musa and what lessons we can take from the actual story,
sure,
but how is the story told in the Quran?
Okay.
So exploring these different verses in different parts of the Quran, and how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us the story? That's the first thing. The second thing is that out of all the different stories of the prophets that we have, what makes the story of Musa really unique is the sheer number of characters in the story, of personalities,
okay,
good and bad. So many different individuals and personalities that we will talk about and that we have to talk about when trying to understand the life of Musa.
I don't think I've ever heard a narrative of the life of Musa from the perspective of all these different, like I might have heard like Khidr, right? But then they only just mentioned Khidr.
Right.
Or they might they mentioned Musa and Fir'aun. But it's like, who are the different characters in here?
Right. Well, we have so many other individuals that we're talking about. I mean, from the beginning of his life,
okay,
his mother, his sister.
Okay.
You have other people in the court of Fir'aun, like Qarun and Haman. And when you're talking about the story of Khidr, you also have Fata Musa, the young man that was with him on this journey, Yusha bin Nun. And then during the time post-Exodus, you have different individuals from Bani Israel, like As-Samiri. You have his brother, Harun.
What about during his exile? Like, were there any special characters
there? Absolutely. You have his wife.
Okay.
The person who eventually became his wife, his sister-in-law, his father-in-law. A lot of interactions with different individuals. And what's interesting about that is I'm very confident that every single person will be able to directly relate to the story of Musa, either because of his personality,
mm-hmm,
or his experiences, or by one of the personalities or characters in the story. And again, whether that is something positive or it's a vice, because there are many different vices that are addressed that are relevant to what we are going through today. Whether it's the struggles of power, the tribulations of wealth, of influence, of being closely tied to a person of influence. Look, at the end of the day, every single one of us have different struggles that we're going through. And Musa alayhi salam struggled tremendously. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one occasion, when he was also tested, and he was in a situation where, to the point the narrator Ibn Mas'ud says, his face became red. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Yarhamullahu akhi Musa. May Allah have mercy on my brother Musa. He was harmed way more than this, but he was patient.
You know, just recall reading Surah Al-Baqarah, right? Like his story going from saving his people from the Pharaoh, seeing mm-hmm. the sea split.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, during the Exodus, you've got manna wa salwa and, you know, the golden calf. And was that it, or was there more?
There was way more. We're talking about years and years of experiences with Bani Israel in that particular stage. And that's just one of these stages of the life of Musa that we'll be discussing. But so many difficult struggles that he endured, to the extent of which, even up until his death, he died, alayhi salam, just outside of the city of Jerusalem, not having entered the city. So a tremendous set of struggles that he was going through. We're going to be discussing all of these and extrapolating lessons from them that relate to our lives. These are just a couple of them. There are way more that we will be talking about in our upcoming seminar, The Life of Musa.